How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is Halloween Day.
Trick or treats, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
That was nice.
I think I'll pass on the feet smelling part.
Well, then give me something good to eat.
There's some cookies over there. In a little baggie.
Maybe.
It's kind of okay. All I got today.
Maybe.
Oh, I did. I brought some eggs in, mixed with some cooked eggs with sausage. I mean, you could really have my breakfast if it's
show off. I have some raw eggs that I could cook.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
I might be doing that.
How funny was that yesterday when our buddy Anthony from Promotions walked by the Steve's door, like whatever time that was, noon maybe?
Yeah, probably. Something like that.
Weren't you sitting there, Kev?
I was going to say, I don't remember what was said.
He goes, somebody just microwaved fish downstairs.
Oh, yeah, I was in there, but I...
It's like, oh, wow.
Didn't hear what he said totally, because I saw you go, oh, no.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was strong. It was one of those, by the time you hit the top of the stairs, you're like, oh, man, no. Absolutely not.
Oh, did you smell it? I didn't smell it.
Yeah, lose your microwave privileges. Immediately wanted to just pop some popcorn to try to outdo it, you know?
Oh, to cancel out the smell.
Yeah, just to make it.
Yeah, and I don't know.
The great equalizer. I don't know if that would do it.
Does that work or does it just somehow make it worse?
Fish popcorn.
Or it ruins popcorn forever for you.
Because now you can't get that smell.
Now every time you smell popcorn, you smell fish.
Yay.
How can it smell so bad and taste so good?
Fish or popcorn?
Popcorn does not smell bad.
Unless it was fish good. Popcorn.
Yeah, but fish, it's like some of it that smells really bad tastes really good.
Just something about the microwave and fish aren't friends. They don't like each other.
Let's see, I'm trying to think of the top things that I cook that get the complaints in my home from my son who does not like smells. Broccoli's one of them.
He gets really mad at broccoli. It's a little rough.
Which is funny because it's his daughter's favorite. Like, if we can't get her to eat, I'll be like, Papa will make you broccoli. Okay. And we will eat an entire pot full of broccoli.
Does she do uncooked, like just raw?
She will, yeah. But
does she have to dip it or is she just...
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
That's impressive.
She started when she was a baby, man. That's all I fed her when she was a baby. I don't know if that's true. I fed it to her that way a lot when she was young. And so now she's used to it.
Yeah, that's a great thing to be used to. I mean, for you guys, I mean, well done. I don't know if that considers... I mean, I want to be like this yet. Is that tricking a child? Or is that...
Or is that just dumb luck or good parenting? Yeah, I was going to say dumb luck for sure because I would imagine if she wouldn't have liked it, that would have been the end of me trying to give it to her.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if she's throwing a fit about it, you're like, okay, that's not a fight I'm willing to have every day.
She enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's great. So broccoli's the number one smell that doesn't go over well.
Yeah, the other one, and I haven't even done it since he's lived there, and that is Brussels sprouts.
Because you already know? Going in and he doesn't like it.
Yeah, I just burn the heck out of him. So he's going to be on fire patrol. He'll have all the doors open to the house. Like, this is ridiculous. The alarms are going to go off. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, so they do.
Oh, because it literally smokes?
Yeah, they do. Wow. They do. I mean, you just got to burn them, Jay. There's no way to cook Brussels sprouts the way I like them unless they are just charred.
I get you, yeah. I guess they would have to smoke, otherwise it wouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
Then you put some barbecue sauce on them or something?
No.
Barbecue sauce. No. Steve's go-to.
Barbecue on salmon, and I'm going to cook salmon tonight, I think.
Oh, no, wow. That's a Halloween lie. Tradition.
I was going to say, that is an absolute lie. I am not cooking. Maybe for lunch today. If I get home early enough, I'll cook that for lunch.
Barbecue sauce then?
That's it. I mean, I have Sweet Baby Ray's. I feel like I almost... No, I don't want to waste...
Well, maybe just
this
like one bite.
This is salmon my mom caught from the ocean with
Ooh,
Uncle Rick.
Oh, boy, that's a...
Yeah. By the way, Jay, when you met Uncle Rick, I've talked about it many times for years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that he lives over on the coast and has the boat, and we go out in the Puget Sound and do the fishing and crabbing and all that stuff. Did he look kind of like a guy from the coast who... has a boat and goes fishing.
Yeah.
He does, doesn't
he? Yeah,
he
does.
I've never seen Uncle Rick wear a different outfit than that.
Really? Okay.
It's always jeans or Dockers and a button-up, I think, blue shirts only.
Yeah, he looks like he has a boat.
Yeah.
That has a cool name.
I don't think his boat has a cool... Maybe it does.
Oh, he needs to name that thing.
Does it at least have a name?
It has to. I just don't know it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Does it? But you don't know if it's painted on the boat?
Yeah, I bet it probably is. And knowing him, it's probably something very sweet about his, you know, longtime wife, Aunt Vicky.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe it's called Aunt Vicky.
Which would be weird because she's not his aunt.
No, but I kind of like it. Sounds like a cool boat name.
The Aunt Vicky. Yeah, that actually does sound great. Better than like the minnow.
Or the wife Vicky.
The wife Vicky.
The big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah,
none of my thoughts are timely.
Okay, fair enough.
Kevin James.
Is that today or ever?
Yes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Oh, I just had a mess over here because I put my papers in front of the fan and they blew my papers. And then I was like, I just organized all those.
You like literally
and now they're blown around.
An old school paperweight.
I don't like that.
Paperweight?
Yeah, that's what I need. No, I don't like the fan blowing. So you're right, Jay. I do need a paperweight.
I have one if you want it.
You have a paperweight?
Do you really? An actual paperweight?
Well, no, it's not an actual one.
It's just a rock.
It is a rock. Yeah.
Is it?
I got a rock.
I mean, that works.
That's hilarious, Kevin. I love that one. Very timely. I have this.
Oh, rock that says J.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's kind
of dope. I have one of those over here, too. But
yeah, where is it?
Gigantic.
Oh, yeah, yours is too big for that. This is kind of too big, too.
Where did the one that says Kevin Rocks go?
Is it in here?
It was on the floor by the trash can. Isn't that the one? No, that's the big one.
This is J and Kevin.
Oh, that's isn't it over here?
The J.
Isn't it over there by your right hand?
I used to think it was.
Oh, man, we've lost a rock.
That's not good.
Who the heck would steal a rock with my name on it?
Well, yeah.
Probably Kevin James.
Somebody named Kevin.
Yeah, that's probably right.
That would be the best person to take it.
Yeah. Facts, Kevin.
The only one that makes sense.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of making sense.
Yeah.
I was watching some TikTok last night. And I saw a little video, you know, talking about the English language. We all know the English language is kind of goofy with the way we do some things.
Yeah, man.
And the guy was doing a bunch of different examples, but the one that stuck with me was, how does this make any sense? When you say Pacific Ocean.
Right.
None of the seas make the same sound.
Pacific.
Think it out.
Right?
Pacific.
Yeah. Ocean. Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Is the first one.
Yeah.
Pacific. We get a K.
Yeah.
And then we get O-sh. Like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What is wrong with our language?
That's pretty good.
Huh. Yeah. I had never heard that one before.
No wonder it's confusing.
I just thought, I'm going to stick that in my pocket.
Pacific Ocean?
Use it as a weird little fact.
I liked it.
Next time I see somebody who looks like they need some sort of vocabulary
weird little fact. You're just walking around. Somebody's like, hey, man, Gosh, that's a weird fact. You go, speaking of weird facts.
Did you know?
Also, that one's pretty easy to remember.
It is. That's why I chose it. There was a lot of great ones that I'm like, I won't remember.
Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your
well thought out.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name.
Yeah.
My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. It's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Oh, man. Well, happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Good stuff. You know, that is so weird.
Pacific Ocean?
Oh, I wasn't referring to that, but sure.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, actually, your sweatshirt, Jay.
That is weird.
Very strange.
Well, I was going to ask about your sweatshirt today, Jay, because I don't think that I've seen that one before.
You probably have not, Kevin. I think I got this either this year or last year. I don't wear it a ton. It's just a smidge squeezy.
Oh, a little tight.
And the problem is it's also a little thicker than most of my sweatshirts. So here at the studio, it's a little on the hot side.
Oh, yeah.
But it also happens to be bright orange, and it was like made me look like a pumpkin. So I thought, you know, it was timely. But I am going to take it off immediately because I'm sweating.
Now, what is it weird to you, Steve?
Well, not only because it's bright orange and you don't really typically see that.
Uh-huh.
Not that that's a big deal.
Right.
But the fact that on the front, it says Bayfield.
Mm-hmm.
And, it does, yeah.
And, ooh, excuse me.
Whoa.
Ooh, boy. And why is that significant?
It's a great question, Steve.
Yeah, and I'll answer that question. Because my cousins own a place up in Bayfield, Wisconsin, or over in Bayfield, Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, he goes, is that the Bayfield, Wisconsin sweatshirt? And I, you know, I bought the sweatshirt because I liked how it looked and it was $5. So it's one of those where, you know, they have the big street sale, you know, the crazy day sale
right
there in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. And we go every year and, you know, I always do the same thing. Everybody's like, we should get a bunch of shirts. And every year we get a bunch and then we, you know, donate
Dude,
them to charity.
$5 sweatshirt.
But a $5
is
sweatshirt is, you have to take at least one or you're just a bad person.
And that's a nice sweatshirt.
It is nice. And so then I thought, I'm like, that's a little weird. That's a little too coincidental.
So what do they own in Bayfield?
I know. I want to go, Kev.
It's actually a really nice place. It's like a cabin.
Oh, it's just, okay, a place like that. I was thinking of business.
No.
Do they go in the winter, Steve, or do they winterize it and just only go in the summer?
I think they have been up there in the wintertime. They share it between all of them.
Oh, the whole family.
Yeah.
Sure, I got it.
So I've been there a couple times, but.
Wow. Do you want this sweatshirt?
No.
Are you sure?
It's tight on Jay.
I mean, I feel, yes, it would be very big on you. I feel like I feel like I almost owe this to you now.
No.
Yeah,
no,
that
no
would be cool if he had it.
No, you should take it.
I have a Bayfield shirt.
Okay, so you don't want it. Because
we've never seen it.
Also, I've never seen, that's a good point. And it is funny how Steve is, he's such a minimalist that, well, first of all, he moved all of his stuff in a car. But anyway, or at least most of it. And then the other part is when we gave Steve a Jay and Kevin hat, a beanie, and then we gave him a Coyote Country beanie. He goes, do you remember what he said when I gave him the Coyote Country beanie?
I do not.
Well, now I just have too many hats. Now I'm like, well, how many do you have? Well, I have at least two. And I'm like, yeah, and I only have one head, so I guess that makes sense.
Well, and if you're like me with your beanies, it is like I have two Seahawk ones, a Gonzaga one, the Coyote Country one. 509 one.
Oh man,
and then like, so,
yeah, that's too much.
It no.
All the Carl
hats. It's great
hats
because there's at least a chance that I can find one each time I need one. Because that's the thing for me is like I take them off. I love to just randomly take them off places.
Yeah, that's an issue.
And then I don't have a place for my stocking caps, and I probably should.
Yeah, I do have one, and it's still sometimes hard to find the one you want. No, I never thought I'd say this, especially out loud on the air. I wish I was more like Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Finally today, this. Intelligent people.
Kevin James.
Intelligent people are more like.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, you want a throwback today? Will that put,
it is Thursday.
Is your mind in a spot where you could think of one and then I could try to go find it for you?
Sure.
All right, you work on that mentally because I don't want to tax you.
Okay.
There's enough of that going on, am I right?
Yeah. Vote right.
Hey. If you think of one, let me know and I'll
did the mesh. He did the monster mesh.
Oh, you want to hear that one?
It was the mesh.
Is that how it goes?
I mean,
yeah, that's it. That's Boris Pickett.
Yeah, nice.
Boris Pickett.
Wow. When you know, you know. Steve.
I just played it the other day. That's the only
did
reason
you? Why?
I know. At the Halloween party.
Okay, I was gonna say you did. I didn't know you did one, but then was it your family one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought music to my brothers.
Which is cool, by the way.
And would this clear up everything I've borrowed and done? And he said, no, but thanks for bringing music.
I'll bring music to the party. Are we even? Huh?
Yeah, you know, we have to check in.
Your
with,
brother's like, no, not even close.
Not my brother, but today's the day that my mom heads to Arizona.
Now, she goes with someone, right?
Yeah, they drive down together, and then usually somebody flies home or whatever.
Okay.
It was going to be her friend Patty. Patty can't go. Her husband's going to bat back. And blah, 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 you know, and Lois is going to be down there. But then, maybe can't go. And blah, 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 blah. A lot of that. So my sister-in-law, Steph, has...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's always said to my mom, hey, I would love to do it. I will do it anytime. But has never, my mom's always had somebody else. So now she gets to do it. So they're going to have a good old time on a trip together.
Does your sister-in-law, Steph, does she have any of the, you know, well, no one else can go, so you can go kind of feeling? Or is she doesn't care? She's just excited.
Oh, she doesn't care. But, I mean, she did. I mean, they were... My brother told her after I took my mom, and remember, there were some issues because I had issues. And my brother said, how does it make you feel that...
that's so bad.
How does it make you feel that you... No. And my mom... but I am her offspring, so I, you know, she has to love me.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Speaking of your sister-in-law, did you pay attention?
Uh-oh.
Did I pay attention to...
Clearly not.
Oh, apparently you forgot.
Yeah.
No, we were talking because I went with Kevin to the party on Saturday.
Kevin's family Halloween party.
Yeah. And we were driving back and I said, gosh, you know, your sister-in-law, her voice sounds super familiar.
Oh, I haven't talked to her since then.
Oh, okay. I thought you did on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I talked to her a bunch on Sunday.
This is the problem. Okay, well, he has a better memory than you. So
I thought you brought it up on...
On Saturday, as we were driving home.
Okay, yeah, maybe you did.
So not the paying attention part then, huh?
No, I don't.
Apparently not.
Yeah, I forgot about it on Sunday.
What does
bad.
Her voice okay. sound like?
So
do we know?
I was like, it sounds very familiar. And only sometimes.
Okay.
Not all the time. But I was like, oh, this sounds really familiar. She kind of sounds... like Robin Nance.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I knew. Obviously, you're very familiar with Robin's voice. We have her on the air a lot. You know, the TV's on in here quite often.
Yeah, and it's not all the time. It's just certain.
Oh, wow.
Certain things.
Certain phrases or words that catch it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that is interesting. I'll have to try to listen. And then apparently I didn't at all. But.
You gave Steve's conversation the attention you thought it deserved.
Yeah.
If we give them a call at some point today, maybe we can.
Okay.
All listen intently.
I would love that.
Make her say some words.
Maybe we'll give her a news story to read and see if she sounds like Robin Nance.
Yeah. See, now it's not going to sound at all like it.
Well, it's still worth it. It's worth a try.
Yeah. I thought, but for some, her voice does sound familiar, though. And I'm not quite sure. I think that's it, though.
That's pretty good that you have identified it. It drives me crazy when I see somebody like my wife and I were trying to catch up on The Voice last night. And there's a guy on there. Well, he's not on there anymore because he got eliminated. But. I was like, who does he look like? And my wife's like, I don't know. And so then,
That drives you crazy.
I was going crazy. I couldn't even listen to him sing because I didn't care at that point. I kept trying to identify who he was and never did.
Oh, and never, huh?
No. And then I was mad because I was usually my wife is the only one who remembers anything. So I was like, well, yeah, but doesn't he look like somebody? She's like, no, not really. I'm like, eh.
So you never found out?
Never had no clue.
But that's what is so he? Who does he look like, though?
Okay. You know what, Steve? I'm coming in there. Also, quickly, this off the text line. When we were talking about microwaving fish, it happened here in the building yesterday. And how, you know, that's just rude. Colleen said that my boss puts ketchup on his salmon Caesar salad.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Ketchup on
because Caesar already has
Caesar, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But he must like the ketchup on the fish part, so he just puts the ketchup.
So it's kind of like a special sauce.
That's special, I imagine.
Yeah, that's special.
Also, you know, warm ketchup does not smell fantastic to a lot of people. So I'm imagining if the salmon is warm, the salad is cold, but you put this ketchup on the warm fish, oof, that's a lot at the office.
Man, I'm hoping it's cold salmon.
Yeah, I'm with you, because at least that way you're going to get away from the smell part.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Let's just say it is, so yeah. Nobody throws up. Well, it happened last night, guys.
Start the party, Los Angeles! Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
Quite the collapse by the Yankees. Not a lot of sad people unless you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you know, you had a 5-0 lead in that game, and then you lost 7-6.
Oopsie.
Oopsie-daisy.
It's like losing on a Hail Mary in football.
Okay. Wow. Very not, close to home there,
not
Steve.
Bitter, not bitter about that.
You know, they did a good job on one of the TV shows. It was either yesterday or the day before. They were talking to Keith Urban, and they asked him some, you know, kind of like lightning round questions. And I can guarantee you that you would never, ever, 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 ever guess any of Keith Urban's answers.
Okay.
Because Keith Urban just has, he's just different, man.
What is your favorite song to sing in the shower?
Oh, it's probably something that I'm writing.
Okay.
Is what I would sing in there.
Who would be your dream duet?
What do you think he's going to say, Kevin? Any
dream
guess?
Dream duet. I'm going to guess, he's such a musician that it's going to be somebody... like, maybe really old that I don't even really know who it is.
Oh.
I wanted to do something with Daft Punk, but they broke up, so.
A song that you've been listening to on repeat.
Yeah, any this one, you don't have a chance.
Ashes to Ashes by David Bowie.
Ooh.
Just in the last 5 days, I don't know, I'm obsessed with it again.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Your go-to song for a good cry.
A good cry.
Oh.
One of his own songs would be good.
Yeah, no joke.
Maybe Easy on Me, Adele.
Oh, okay.
It makes me cry every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, one more. What's a song that you wish you'd written?
Ooh, huh? Huh? Huh?
Oh, probably so many.
Happy Birthday. Imagine the residual.
Ah, wow. That's a good answer.
Dang.
Yeah. He has some usual answers to
and he's
stuff.
Quick.
He is quick. He's like he knows. He's put some thought into all of those questions in his life. He also feels like the kind of guy that would actually think about that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's so much of an artist. In a good way, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's just always thinking about music. His whole life, I feel like he's just surrounded by music, and he loves that. Let's see. What else do I have for you today? Oh, gosh. Guys, don't do it.
Don't do what?
Don't touch the receipt.
Huh?
You know, when you're at the grocery store or whatever store you're at, and it prints out the receipt?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't touch it.
These thermal paper receipts contain BPA and BPS. So these are endocrine disrupting chemicals that can actually be absorbed through your skin. So just touching one at a grocery store every once in a while isn't the end of the world, but I would like to avoid as many endocrine disruptors in my life, thank you, as I can. So I either don't get the receipt or I'm just going to use my handy dandy wool shirt here to put the receipt in the trash and not touch it. So
don't touch the receipt.
Huh?
I'm just going to use my wool sweater.
Just don't touch the receipt. It has those chemicals in it that can affect your hormones. So, like I said, don't touch the receipt.
That's interesting. So, like a woman who has a purse full of receipts, are their hormones all goofed up?
In theory. And that's your audio vault.
Might check out.
For Halloween.
That might check out.
2024. Kevin, throwback time. What do you got? Did you think of a song?
Oh, that's right. You were wanting me to think of one. No, and I did. I had one. Don't. Hold on. I wanted to hear Diamond Rio. Ooh. Is that too much of a throwback?
No, I think I might be able to get that. Which one?
What a beautiful mess. I don't, for some reason, that was the first thing beautiful that popped in mess. My mind today. Yes,
okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what we can do for you.
Steve, you're funny. I don't care what Kevin says. All right. Throwback Thursday. Beautiful mess. Diamond reel. Is that fast enough?
Going out of my mind these days. Like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight. I can't concentrate. And I need a shade. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather. What a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My 50s rocked, so my 60s are going to be bumping.
Kevin James.
Yeah. Kevin, you got that to look forward to, man.
Gonna be bumping.
Someday. It'll be like, you know, Kevin will be like 59. He's like, man, can't wait.
My 60s are going to be bumping.
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Who is our qualifier there, Steve?
Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah. Appreciate you. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Very nice, Steve.
Very nice.
Very nice. Thanks to Jake for the happy Halloween wishes. What do the three of you individually consider the most iconic theme song of television? Oh, man, that would take
Oh, wow, what a question.
Wow, what an unusual.
I mean, we could do.
Happy Halloween, and there you go.
You know what? Jake, is that who asked that?
It was, yeah.
Tomorrow. Yeah. On the Friday show.
I like that, yeah.
We will do that as a bit. The best...
What, yeah, what did he say?
Theme song?
Best TV theme
from
song?
From a television show.
Mm-hmm.
I do have an answer right off the bat.
No, I lied. That was Jason, not Jake. I apologize. Ooh. Sorry to Jason and Jake. Yeah, it says the most iconic theme song. I mean, it's his phrasing.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Huh. So is that best or?
Yeah, I was going to say iconic's going to confuse this crowd. And we started out with
maybe
the producer.
Maybe we'll go with best. Yeah. Or,
yeah. We'll just. What do you think's the best theme
best TV song? Theme song of all time?
Okay.
That I think that's fair.
And we need a list or just one?
I mean, you could probably come up with your own little top three if you want to.
Ooh, top three.
Yeah.
And we have to do it in backwards order.
Yes, we count down 3, 2, 1. But, you know, maybe we could come up with an overall top 10 when we include the Friday crew.
Oh.
Okay. Steve, do you know that your job is to actually help these things?
Yes, not us help you.
Not questioned?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying his job, Kevin. Appreciate that.
I don't
Never too late to learn.
I don't remember that in my job description.
Oh, yeah. You should.
Yeah, you might want to remember
You might want to reread it.
Oh, okay.
It'll be fine, Steve. Yeah, I like that. That'll be a fun one tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. We put some thought into that.
Play some theme songs, too. Nothing wrong with that.
No, if they're iconic
or
good, then
you think Warren's will be old?
I was trying to my first thought, I'm not kidding. He was the first guy I thought of, and I thought, does Gunsmoke have a theme song? That was the first thing I thought.
What's the don't diddle don't diddle don't diddle don't diddle don't
Isn't that Bonanza?
I feel like that's what he's going to go with.
Okay.
Don't diddle don't don't
I think it would be fun to guess them. I know Bruce's.
I do too.
What are you going to say? You want to say it together?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, MASH. Rockford Files. Oh, I said Rockford.
Rockford Files.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, gosh. No, we were going to do
Rockford Files. See what you did to us, Jason? You've got us sidetracked now. And we'll recover, probably.
No, I don't think we will.
No, we won't. You're right.
I'm thinking of Gunsmoke.
That can't be it. That's not a good song.
That's terrible. Yeah.
What about like Days of Our Lives? Does that count as
Well, not from this group.
But does that count as I feel like that's very iconic, though, no?
For sure it's a
Absolutely.
Theme song.
Yeah, but just for our group, no one will pick that because they don't watch Days of Our Lives.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't pick it, but I'm just...
Oh, here's Rockford.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
You're full of bullshit, my...
Does that sound like Bruce?
Kind of, but
maybe too happy.
Yeah, I don't really remember that song. I don't remember that intro either.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't quite sure what he said, but I dumped it out just in case.
I don't know. MASH feels like a strong possibility.
Yeah, it could be.
And that song is iconic.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be right.
It's sad.
All right, well, we'll find out. I know. It's so... I mean, the song
is
so catchy.
That's what made me
never
watch the show.
I know, because it's frightened you. And it's Halloween, so you really don't want to talk about it.
No, I don't. Not at all. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jay.
Oh, sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, I don't need that. Don't need any spooky in my life today.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, now people are just filling up the text line with
song suggestions.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's some good ones on there. Sanford and Son, Barney Miller.
Sanford and Son, thought of that right away. That song is so fun.
You know that one, Steve?
I bet you when you hear it, you will.
Probably. Yeah, I'm thinking of the Jeffersons for some reason.
They're moving on up.
Moving on up.
Yeah. What's Sanford? Oh.
Oh. This song is so great, Kevin.
And no work.
Could you do like a workout tape just to TV theme songs, or would it just be too weird?
No, it'd be perfect. I saw. Oh, you know what I saw the other day? There was a clip showing that I forget what three shows it is, but it's the same artist who does the songs, and they play them right after another. It's like Full House, Family Matters, and something else, and it's the same. Group
and it's an actually like a current band that does it.
No, it's the original.
Oh, the original songs were done by the same person.
Oh, yeah, weird. Yeah, that's ooh, okay. that's weird.
And so it's weird. Oh, Step by Step, I think it is. So Step by Step, Full House, Family Matters. It's the same grouper guys.
I could kind of see that, yeah.
And it's like, well.
Yeah, they're familiar enough where they're, you know, it's like, eh, close enough. The themes sound probably pretty similar.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that's cool. That'd be a fun way to make money, though. It's just all you did was TV theme songs. People probably wouldn't take you as serious because, you know, they're like, oh, you make theme songs. Yeah, the ones that everybody knows across all formats.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to make.
Absolutely. But we're not going to do that today. We're definitely going to
do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow
with the Friday guys.